Action. The door buzzer sounded. Jordan turned and looked at the video screen that showed who was outside their door. A pair of security guards, from the stern, youthful looks of them. One man and one woman. The man was fiddling with his wrist communicator. Jordan looked down at his own wrist. It's too early to start for the airport, he saw. What do they want? He opened the door. We're not finished packing yet. Give us a few minutes more. The two security agents pushed past him into the sitting room. We've had a warning of an attack on you, the woman said, her voice flat and tense. An attack? Aditi echoed. Get away from that window, ma'am, said the male agent, pulling a slim pistol from beneath his jacket. The woman also had a gun in her hand, Jordan saw. Who's going to attack us? He demanded. Why? As if in answer, the window blasted inward, blowing shards of plasticized glass across the room. Aditi was knocked to the carpet, covered with bits of glass. Jordan dived toward her. A pair of black-clad men swung through the open window on cables suspended from above, shouting, "Kill the aliens! Kill the invaders!" The female security guard dropped to one knee and shot the nearer of the two attackers, who toppled over backward and slumped to the floor beside Aditi. As Jordan covered Aditi with his body, her partner shot the other one. Aditi's eyes were wide with shock, but as far as Jordan could see, she was unharmed. Strangely, although she was covered with slivers of glass, Jordan could not see any cuts on her bare arms or legs. The male security guard pulled Jordan to his feet. Then they both bent down to help Aditi stand up. Are you all right? He asked her.
Yes, I think so,
Aditi gasped. Looking down at the attackers, she breathed shakily.
They wanted to kill us.
Jordan felt glacially calm inside. He realized this was frequently his reaction to physical danger. Cool, deliberate self-control. The anger, the rage came later. Gesturing to the two black-clad bodies, he asked, Are they dead? The woman answered,
No, sir. We use electric tranquilizer charges. Shocks their nervous system. They'll be able to face interrogation in an hour or so.
If the darts didn't overshock them, her partner said with a grim smile. The woman started speaking into her wrist communicator, calling for backup, Jordan figured. Through the open doorway to the bedroom, he saw the two robots. They had frozen as if someone had removed their power supply. They're not programmed to handle assassination attempts, Jordan told himself. Turning back to the young man, he asked, What do we do now? Still gripping his pistol, the guard said, We sit tight right here. Our people are going through the hotel from roof to basement. Drones are scanning the whole area outside, and an evac jump jet is on its way here for you. With a single brusque nod, Jordan turned to Aditi. She looked pale, shaken.
You'd better sit down, dear.
He led her to the sofa and sat beside her. You're sure you're all right?
Yes. I just need a few moments.
The door swung open, and another pair of security people stepped through, nodding wordlessly at the two already there as they went to the inert bodies of the would-be assassins and knelt beside them. Medical team, the young man told Jordan. How long do we have to wait? A slightly older man came into the sitting room. He was wearing a cream-colored jacket that fitted him exactly, and tight slacks of pearl gray. Smiling handsomely, he made a polite little bow before Jordan and Aditi. How do you do? I am Rudolfo Castiglione, special assistant to Anita Halleck, chairwoman of the World Council. He was a handsome devil, Jordan saw, but his smile looked somehow less than sincere, his green eyes almost amused. Jordan got to his feet and extended his hand. You got here very quickly. Castiglione shrugged nonchalantly. You have never been out of our sight since you arrived on Earth 3 weeks ago. When we got wind of this plot to assassinate you, naturally we increased your security screen. Chairwoman Halleck herself told me to go to you to make certain you'd be safe. The two medics had reactivated the robots, which rolled into the sitting room, lifted the still unconscious bodies of the would-be assassins, and carried them out. Jordan watched it all, unconsciously grasping his own wrist to feel his pulse, strong and steady. To Castiglione, he said, Well, your team arrived just in time to save us. We appreciate your prompt action. Castiglione's smile became even brighter. It was a rather narrow scrape, wasn't it? Looking down at Aditi, he asked solicitously,
You weren't harmed, were you?
No, she said, with something of her normal tone returning. I'm fine.
Very good. Excellent. Hiking a thumb toward the shattered window, he went on. These windows are made with special glass. When they are broken, they shatter into a million particles, but none of them are sharp enough to break one's skin.
Very safe, Jordan said.
Yes, said Castiglione. Now we must whisk you away to a place where you'll be perfectly safe.
My cottage in Cornwall.
No, impossible, I'm afraid. They know of your cottage. They'll try to get you there.
His brows knitting, Jordan asked,
And who might they be?
Fanatics, Castiglione replied without an eye blink's hesitation.
Lunatics who believe that we are about to be invaded by alien monsters.
I'm not a monster, Aditi objected.
Of course not, said Castiglione. But there are those who believe that the aliens who constructed you are preparing to invade our planet and wipe out the human race.
Poppycock, Jordan snapped.
Yes, certainly. But that is what they believe, and they are ready to kill for their beliefs, as you just saw.
Jordan glanced down at Aditi. She seemed recovered now, her firm little chin set determinedly.
The best way to combat such fears, he said to Castiglione, is to show the world that Aditi is as human as you or I. We have to turn to the news media to—
No, Castiglione yelped. You can't go out in public. You can't become an object of the media's feeding frenzy. We're not even allowing a public disclosure of this assassination attempt. It would lead to copycat attacks for certain.
I don't agree, said Jordan. Looking disappointed, almost hurt, Castiglione said,
You will have to discuss that with Anita Halleck, then.
Very well. The sooner the better.
Castiglione's smile returned.
Good. The first thing is to get you to a place of safety.
The female security guard stepped into their conversation.
Jump jet is landing on the hotel roof.
Fine, said Castiglione. Extending his hand to Aditi, he said, Come with me, please, lovely one.
Where are we going? She asked.
To a place where you'll be completely safe, said Castiglione.